Motorcycle Operator Manual 2017 through 2019. Written by North Dakota Department of Transportation. Published by North Dakota Department of Transportation. Copyright 2017. Copyright owner, North Dakota Department of Transportation. This is a recording by Minnesota State Services for the Blind. Any further reproduction or distribution in a format other than a specialized format is an infringement of the copyright. It is NDDOT's policy that all employees have the right to work in an environment free of harassment. An employee may discontinue service to a customer if the customer subjects the employee to conduct, communication, or sexually explicit paraphernalia which may interfere with the employee's work performance or create a hostile, intimidating, or offensive work environment. Under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and its related statutes and regulations, no person or groups of persons shall, on the grounds of race, color, national origin, sex, age, disability, or income status, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be otherwise subjected to discrimination under any and all programs, services, or activities administered by the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Prepared by North Dakota Department of Transportation, Bismarck, North Dakota, www.dot.nd.gov. Driver's License Division, Glenn E. Jackson. To the motorcycle operator, this manual contains important information for those of you who wish to operate a motorcycle. You are urged to study this manual thoroughly. As a motorcyclist, you should remember that you will be traveling on the streets and highways with a variety of vehicles, most of which are larger than your motorcycle. Statistics show that the chances of a motorcyclist being injured in a motorcycle crash are far greater than any other type of vehicular crash, and one out of every five motorcycle crashes results in head or neck injuries. As a motorcyclist in North Dakota, you are subject to the same rules of the road as other motorists, as well as special laws for motorcycles, which are summarized in this manual. Applicants who do not currently possess a North Dakota operator's license should study this manual along with the North Dakota Non-Commercial Driver's License Manual, available at any of the driver's license offices or online at www.dot.nd.gov. Driver's License Division, North Dakota Department of Transportation. Table of Contents. North Dakota Information, page Roman numeral 1. Preface, page Roman numeral 5. The Rider and the Motorcycle, page 1. Preparing to Ride. Wear the Right Gear, page 1. Know Your Motorcycle, page 3. Know Your Responsibilities, page 4. Ride Within Your Abilities. Basic Vehicle Control, page 5. Keeping Your Distance, page 8. CSEE, page 11. Intersections, page 12. Increasing Noticeability, page 14. Crash Avoidance, page 16. Handling Dangerous Surfaces, page 18. Mechanical Problems, page 20. Animals, page 21. Flying Objects, page 21. Getting Off the Road, page 21. Carrying Passengers and Cargo, page 22. Group Riding, page 24. Being in Shape to Ride. Why this information is important, page 27. Alcohol and Drugs in Motorcycle Operation, page 27. Alcohol in the Body, page 27. Alcohol and the Law, page 28. Minimize the Risks, page 29. Step in to Protect Friends, page 29. Marijuana and Motorcycle Operation, page 29. Fatigue, page 29. Earning Your License, page 31. Supplementary Information for Three-Wheel Motorcycles, Know Your Vehicle, page 34. Basic Vehicle Control, page 35. Carrying Passengers and Cargo, page 37. Hand Signals, page 38. T-CLOCS, T-Clocks, Pre-Ride Checklist, page 39. North Dakota information. Any person other than a non-resident student, a tourist, or a member of the armed forces who has lived in this state for 90 consecutive days shall be deemed a resident of North Dakota for the purposes of driver licensing. You may operate a vehicle with an operator's license from another state for a period of 60 days after you become a resident of North Dakota, then you must obtain a North Dakota operator's license. When operating either a two- or three-wheeled motorcycle, North Dakota law requires that you have in your possession a Class M permit or license. Driving without the Class M permit or license will result in a $20 fine and a 4-point assessment on your driving record. 14- and 15-year-old motorcycle operators may only operate motorcycles with a 250cc engine or less. Operators and passengers under the age of 18 must wear a safety helmet that meets U.S. Department of Transportation standards. If the operator is required to wear a helmet, then any passenger, regardless of age, must also wear a helmet. Applying for a Class M license or permit. Applications for an operator's license or permit are made with the driver's license office in your area. Proof of identification is required. All applicants must present proof of current name, date of birth, and legal presence in the United States. Acceptable forms of identification are U.S. birth certificate, state certified, government issued, U.S. territory birth certificate, certified by issuing authority, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Northern Mariana Islands, must be accompanied by U.S. territory photo identification. Valid unexpired U.S. passport or valid unexpired U.S. passport card. Report of birth abroad issued by the U.S. Department of State. Certificate of naturalization. Certificate of citizenship. Valid unexpired permanent resident card. Valid unexpired employment authorization card, temporary status. Valid unexpired foreign passport with I-94, temporary status. I-94 card stamped refugee or asylee, temporary status. No photocopies, no hospital certificates. All documents must be original or certified copies only. If your current name is different than the name on your identity document, you will need to bring additional proof of your legal name. Acceptable documents for proof of name change are a certified marriage certificate, a certified adoption document, or a certified court order authorizing a name change. No photocopies, court seal required. You will not be allowed to test or obtain a North Dakota permit, license, or non-driver identification card without proper identification. Applicants born in North Dakota may obtain a copy of their certified birth certificate by contacting Vital Records at the North Dakota Department of Health. Visit www.ndehealth.gov/vital for details. Applicants born in another state may access Vital Record offices through the National Center for Health Statistics at http://www.cdc.gov/nchs/w2w.htm. Proof of Social Security Number. As authorized by NDCC 39-06-07 and 39-06-03.1, all applications for permit, license, or identification card must contain the individual's Social Security number. Proof is required by presenting one of the following documents: Social Security card, actual blue and white card, W-2 form, SSA 1099 form, non-SSA 1099 form, pay stub, must contain name and Social Security number. Proof of North Dakota residence address. Proof of North Dakota residence address, place of domicile, is required by presenting one document from List A and one document from List B, or two documents from List A. List A, a government-issued property tax form, mortgage or lease or rental document, homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, utility bill, electricity, gas, water, sewer, cable, recycle, non-cellular phone bill, parents' proof of address for a minor child. List B, North Dakota driver's license, ID card or permit, valid North Dakota vehicle registration or vehicle title, transcript or report card from accredited school, statement from a financial institution, bank, credit union, or other financial institution, credit, debit, or charge card statement, pay stub or statement from employer. All documents must contain your name and physical residence address. Post office boxes are not acceptable for residence address. All applicants must pass a vision screening, testing your ability to see as it applies to driving. All applicants who do not present a valid Class A, B, C, or D North Dakota operator's license will be required to pass the Class D non-commercial knowledge test prior to the Class M knowledge test. Children, pets, except medical alert or service animals, backpacks, purses, paper, pen, pencil, markers, cell phones, iPods, notebooks, iPads, tablets, etc., are not allowed in the knowledge testing area. Important: you will receive a failed test score if you bring any of these items into the testing area. You are responsible for securing these items in a safe place prior to testing. You will also receive a failed test score if you leave the knowledge testing area before your test is completed. You may not operate a motorcycle until you receive the Class M permit. Then you must pass an on-cycle skill test prior to a Class M license being issued. The on-cycle skill test may be waived upon successful completion within the last 6 years of a motorcycle safety course approved by the director. The actual completion card must be presented. Anyone operating a motorcycle with a learner's permit may not drive after dark and shall not carry passengers. There is a $5 fee for each knowledge test and a $5 fee for each skill test. The fee for a motorcycle permit or license is $15. The fee for a duplicate motorcycle permit or license is $8. Driver's license offices. For current office locations and hours, go to www.dot.nd.gov. Click on Driver. Click on ND Driver's License Sites. Lunch hour schedule. All sites are closed from 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. except Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and Fargo. Holiday schedule. Offices are closed on the following holidays: New Year's Day, January 1, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the third Monday in January, President's Day, the third Monday in February, Good Friday, the Friday preceding Easter Sunday, Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, Independence Day, July 4, Labor Day, the first Monday in September, Veterans Day, November 11, Thanksgiving Day, the fourth Thursday in November, Christmas Eve, December 24, offices close at noon, Christmas Day, December 25. No appointment is required to take the knowledge test. Knowledge testing is allowed up to 1 hour prior to noon, if testing at an office that closes for lunch, and 1 hour prior to closing. Please note, you will receive a failed test score if you leave the testing area while your test is in progress. For skill test appointments, dial toll-free at 1-855-633-6835. TTY users may call Relay North Dakota at 711. For services that can be done online, go to www.dot.nd.gov, click on Driver. Click on Online Services. Skill tests will not be conducted during inclement weather. Call for cancellation information. General information. All driver's license offices are ADA accessible. Language interpretation for general business is provided for people with limited English proficiency, LEP. Additionally, the Request for Reasonable Accommodations, SFN 60135, can be accessed at the following NDDOT website location, http://www.dot.nd.gov/forms/forms/sfn60135.pdf. The motorcycle, Class M, knowledge test is offered in English and Spanish. Audio testing is available at the Fargo, Jamestown, Bismarck, Dickinson, Williston, Minot, Devil's Lake, and Grand Forks driver's license offices. No appointment needed. Crash reports. If you are involved in a crash which results in the combined damage of $1,000 or more, or results in personal injury or death, you must immediately report it to the local police, sheriff's office, or state highway patrol. No person shall operate a motor vehicle in the state of North Dakota without a valid policy of liability insurance in effect. The name of the insurance policy carrier and the policy number must be furnished to a law enforcement officer upon request. The fine for operating an uninsured motor vehicle is $150 for a first violation and $300 for a second or subsequent violation in 3 years and may result in a license suspension. In any crash involving injury or damage, the operators must exchange the following information: operator's name, address, and motor vehicle insurance company. An operator who hits an unattended vehicle must immediately locate and notify the owner. If the owner cannot be found, the operator must leave a note at a conspicuous place on the unattended vehicle. The note must list the operator's name, address, and motor vehicle insurance company. North Dakota crash data. Visit www.dot.nd.gov and click on Traffic Safety. Go to Crash Data and Reports for the most current information on motorcycle crashes in North Dakota. Examinations. Cooperation with the examiner. The applicant must at all times cooperate with the examiners by following their instructions. License applicants must furnish their own vehicle for the on-motorcycle test. License applicants must submit their motorcycle to an equipment inspection at the time of the on-motorcycle test. Applicants who successfully pass the on-motorcycle skill test with a motorcycle that has an automatic transmission will be restricted to operating a Class M vehicle so equipped. Applicants successfully completing the on-motorcycle test on a three-wheeled motorcycle will receive a Class M operator's license restricted to the operation of a three-wheeled motorcycle. If you fail any of the tests, you will not be allowed to retake the examination the same day. Additional requirement for applicants 14 or 15 years of age. To receive a Class M learner's permit, the 14 or 15-year-old applicant must be enrolled in or have completed an approved motorcycle safety course. When applying for a learner's permit, 14 or 15-year-old applicants must present to the examiner an enrollment certificate or a motorcycle safety completion certificate. These applicants must operate on the initial learner's permit for at least 2 months prior to completing the on-motorcycle skill test for a Class M operator's license. A motorcycle safety completion certificate must be presented at the time of the on-motorcycle skill test. If the applicant has held the initial learner's permit for at least 2 months, the on-motorcycle skill test may be waived upon successful completion of a motorcycle safety course approved by the director. Motorized bicycle. A motorized bicycle is a two- or three-wheeled vehicle no more than 32 inches wide. It must also have maximum piston or rotor displacement of 49.98, 3.05 cubic inches, enabling a speed not to exceed 30 mph on a level surface. Foot pedals or footrests. An automatic drive system not requiring the use of a clutch. Motorized bicycles must display an assigned registration plate when operated upon a public highway. License requirements. The operator of a motorized bicycle must be at least 14 years of age or older. You must have a valid operator's license, operator permit, a temporary permit, instruction permit, motorcycle permit, or motorized bicycle permit in your immediate possession when operating a motorized bicycle upon a public street or highway within the state of North Dakota. Operators under the age of 18 must wear a safety helmet that meets U.S. Department of Transportation standards. Applying for a motorized bicycle permit. Application for a motorized bicycle permit is made with the driver's license office in your area. All applicants applying for an original motorized bicycle permit must present proof of legal presence, current name, and date of birth. See page Roman numeral 1. You will not be allowed to test without proper identification. Motorized bicycle applications must contain the individual's Social Security number, NDCC 39-06-07. Pass the Class D non-commercial knowledge test. Pass a vision screening, testing your ability to see as it applies to operating a motorized bicycle. No on-cycle skill test is required for a motorized bicycle permit. A $5 testing fee is required. The fee for the motorized bicycle permit is $10. The fee for a duplicate motorized bicycle permit is $8. Page Roman numeral 4 is blank. Continuing with the text. Preface. Welcome to the 17th edition of the MSF Motorcycle Operator Manual, MOM. Operating a motorcycle safely in traffic requires special skills and knowledge. The Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, has made this manual available to help novice motorcyclists reduce their risk of having a crash. The manual conveys essential safe riding information and has been designed for use in licensing programs. While designed for the novice, all motorcyclists can benefit from the information this manual contains. The original Motorcycle Operator Manual was developed by the National Public Services Research Institute, NPSRI, under contract to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, and within the terms of a cooperative agreement between NHTSA and the MSF. The manual and related tests were used in a multi-year study of improved motorcycle operator licensing procedures conducted by the California Department of Motor Vehicles under contract to NHTSA. The purpose of this manual is to educate riders and to help them avoid crashes while safely operating either a standard two-wheel motorcycle or a three-wheel motorcycle. This latest edition has undergone significant improvements and contains new, more in-depth information designed to guide riders in preparing to ride safely, develop effective street strategies, give riders more comprehensive understanding of safe group riding practices, describe in detail best practices for carrying passengers and cargo. In promoting improved licensing programs, the MSF works closely with state licensing agencies. The foundation has helped more than half the states in the nation adopt the Motorcycle Operator Manual for use in their licensing systems. Improved licensing, along with high-quality motorcycle rider education and increased public awareness, has the potential to reduce crashes. Staff at the foundation are available to assist governmental and private agencies in efforts to improve motorcycle safety. Tim Boucher, President, Motorcycle Safety Foundation.